This is the Magic Number 9 Hockey Broadcast. It is game day, Detroit versus Phoenix. So we should be scraping some of the desert dog shits off our skates tonight. However, we're going to need a power play to do it. So where are you, Alfredson? Come on, Alfie. You were brought in to fix our power play. Boom and slap shot from the point. Where is it? You still got a hurt groin. Sit out so we can bring Nyquist back from Grand Rapids. He gets it done. Weiss, you're starting slow, but I expect you to pick up. I also expect to see better work down low. Earn your pay, boys. You're the second line, and you're supposed to be our special teams aces. If we can't do it, going 0-for-8 over 3 games on the power play. And I would point out that Phoenix just killed 2 minutes of 5-on-3 against San Jose, a team with a typically fantastic power play. That doesn't bode well. You need special teams if you're going to win in this league. Not everybody is the big bad Bruins. So, get her done, boys. We're all pulling for you. Oh, and just a piece of history, I'd like to point out that Gordie Howe won 4 cups and took the Red Wings to first place finishes 7 years in a row. No one's ever done that. By the way, he also finished in the top 5 scorers 20 years in a row. No one's ever done that either. Got a tradition to defend here. And as proof of that, we look up to Calgary last night, winning 3-2. Joey Mack stops 33 saves. Always been a Joey Mack fan. Who's their scoring leader? Yuri Hudler. It's like the Red Wing alumni. You don't realize how good our guys are until you see what our middleweight guys look like when they go to some other team and they're the stars instantly. Filppula is leading Tampa Bay. He's hanging with Stamkos in St. Louis. No problemo. Hudler leading the team, tied with Curtis Glencross out in Calgary. Joey Mack kicking ass in the net. Good job, Calgary. Also last night, St. Louis beats the Blackhawks. Regulation loss. No streak this year, Blackhawks. I believe that's 2-1-1 now. Yeah, heck of a slapper. Alexander Steen, left side circle. Boom. Right through the 5-hole on Crawford. Beautiful goal. Beautiful goal. Good job, St. Louis. However, I gotta say, what kind of system is Hitchcock running your offense on? If it hadn't been for the power play, which is, of course, his forte, you would not have won that game. I don't know what. That was some of the most confusing offense I've ever seen. Senators lose 4-3. A beautiful overtime goal. Richards, Carter getting together, pinging a deflection up over the leg of Craig Anderson. Kings looked great when they were doing their high-speed, good transition, West Coast puck control game for the first periods. And then halfway through the second, things started shifting a little bit more to the Ottawa style. Much more physical, much more gritty. A lot more sideboards, a lot more east-west game. Senators drew them in, started pounding on them. Next thing you know, they're tied. Got to get it in overtime. And how do they beat them in overtime? A set play. A set play. Not scrapping them. The Ottawa Senators can draw them in, they can crush them. There's a lesson to be learned here, Red Wings. Watch out. They play a lot rougher in the east. And there's that whole arms race, finding goon enforcers up there in the Atlantic. So protect your backs and keep your heads up, boys. Joffrey Lupul injured. Toronto loses the incredibly talented but apparently made of glass Lupul. Is this the beginning of the annual implosion? Leafs start strong, finish weak. Leafs start strong, fall apart. Leafs start strong, make it to the playoffs last year. Leafs start strong this year. They ready to fall apart yet? I don't know. They still got Phil Kessel, so it's not like they're unarmed. What else is going on? Oh, Brad Stewart, 3-game suspension for elbowing Rick Nash in the head, taking him out of the game. He played a couple of shifts after the incident, but he wasn't right in the head. So whether he's got a concussion or how many games are going to miss, we don't know. We do know Brad Stewart's going to be sitting on the sidelines for 3 games, which is going to cost him $55,000 approximately. Those are games without pay, of course. Then again, only 3 games out of 82 and he gets 55 grand. That's a nice living. Wish we could all afford that. So tonight, a lot of games. Let's see what we got here. What are the picks? Well, Avalanche versus the Bruins. The Avalanche have their best start in franchise history, going 3 wins in a row. Patrick Waugh behind the bench has definitely made an impact. Varlamov is playing better than he's ever played. So, I don't know. Maybe they can stand up against the Bruins. I'd still put the Bruins at the favorite, though. Especially playing in the Garden. Gonna be tough. Gonna be a good game. Blue Jackets, Sabres? Well, I'm gonna have to pick the Sabres. They're just due. You can't lose that many times in a row. So, Bruins and Sabres. Capitals and Hurricanes? Well, I don't know. Ovechkin's playing like he used to. Alexander the Great is definitely back. He got first star of the week, last week. I'm going to have to say Capitals. I'm sorry, but the Stahl-Skinner combo of Hurricanes, it's not good enough. Ward's been better than usual, but I'm going with the Caps. Wings-Yotes? Red Wings. The Yotes have got some key injuries, Derek Morris not being the least of them. And the Red Wings, while they're sore and slow, have had 4 days off. Maybe some people's groins have been fixed. And at this point, with 3 groin injuries, I have to ask, is this a training-related thing? Are they doing some sort of new drill that's causing balls to rupture? I mean, what the hell's going on here, guys? Erickson's sore groin, Alfredson's sore groin, Helm of the groin. That's a lot of groin. So, Red Wings on that pick. Panthers Lightning, no-brainer, Lightning. Leafs Predators, well, I don't know. The Predators, they were playing pretty tough the last time I saw them. But the Leafs are on a streak. Then again, they don't have Lupul, who's key to assisting in other plays. And, you know, every once in a while he scores. I think I'm going to go with Preds on that one. Jets Wild. Jets. If Pavelich could get just a little bit of help, there's no reason the Jets couldn't make the playoffs this year. They got Frolik up there. That has made a huge difference. When you get him together with Evander Kane, they have some talent up there. They have a lot more talent than they used to, and I am a big fan of the Jets.